This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WIP Afternoon Show. I'm sorry, man. I forgot to turn my mic on.
You're excited for training camp.
Yeah, I'm excited for training camp. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike! What's up, brother?
Spike Lee, what's happening, my brother? It's Tuesday, so you know we're always excited about that. Feeling pretty good. Jackie Baseball, listen.
We're back.
They don't have to be pretty. we just need the W's.
Good.
That's all we need right now is a W. They don't have to be pretty. Holla at your boy.
Saw Elliot already. He's here. He's ready to go.
There we go. Wow, are you relieved?
Yeah, dude. It's like, you know.
You missed Elliot.
It was good to see you guys yesterday. First thing I said to Spike when we talked in the morning yesterday, is like, it's good to hear your voice again. And then we saw Elliot. And now the real holy triumvirate is back together, even though triumvirate's three.
But regardless, whatever.
We all get the point.
Yep. Eagles do report to camp today, and practice starts tomorrow. So it is a big show today. Elliot Shore-Parks will join us at 3 o'clock for Tuesdays with Elliot. And something else that we will talk about at 2:30 is that a certain member of the DeCamera versus Fritz Athletic Challenge is crying about an injury.
Oh, my God.
I guess.
It was bound to happen.
I'm surprised it took this long.
I am too. Actually, truly.
I can't believe we got through two whole competitions without anybody on the operating table. So we will talk about that later and whether we will accept that or not. But we were gone for a week, and a bunch of things happened during that week. And, you know, I wasn't listening to the radio station, to be quite honest with you, but I saw, you know, people melting down online about this thing or that thing or whatever. Yeah. And one of the things I saw everybody melting down on about was what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts. So far that they start doing the thing where they're comparing the Cam Newton stats versus Jalen Hurts' stats. And I didn't hear what he said. I just saw everyone felt so angry and disrespected about what Cam Newton said. Then finally...
I bet you Cam doesn't like those rushing touchdown stats.
No, I bet he doesn't at all.
Because he got the real rushing touchdown stats, yes.
So then finally, before the show today, in our meeting, I'm like, Jack, could you play what Cam Newton said that got everybody so mad? So could you play that for everyone?
Now, I know everybody's going to get mad at this.
Cam hating on Jalen Hurts.
It's hard for me to grade Jalen Hurts with the talent that he has around him. Jalen Hurts is a great quarterback. But if we're talking about what they bring to the table holistically, it's hard to judge what Jalen Hurts can do when you're throwing to a guy like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. We have tight end skill set. You have a dominant defense, the best running back in the game. Download Madden and see how many stars is on the offensive side of Philly. Like, you got King Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, those guys. That's cool. But when you're comparing, Lamar Jackson still shows you why he's an elite player. Josh Allen has to play elite in order for them to play. Lamar Jackson has to play at a high level for the Baltimore Ravens, even though that they have a dominant defense. Patrick Mahomes, he got a lot of talent. But boy, oh boy, you can't put no John Doe in Patrick Mahomes and think that they still gonna win the way they win it. I understand that. Jalen Hurts does not have to play elite for the Philadelphia Eagles to win. He has to play good, but he doesn't have to play elite. We're not asking you to win the game. We're just asking you not to lose it. When you ask that question, are we winning because of you, solely because of you, or is it the resources around you? So game changer, game manager, those are the things that you have to ask yourself. And those are the metrics that I'm going off of. It's like, bro, even when the tush push, you got five people pushing you, bro. You got a solid group around you, dog. And I, man, the man who Jalen Hurts is, bro, I respect him. I take my hat off to him. But just because he's a great guy, that don't mean I can't critique his game.
Okay. Why are we melting down about that? Like, a lot of what he said there is what people say to me about, like, why are we like this? Or what people say to me about why Jalen is good, that he doesn't have to be the guy, that he doesn't lose the game for us, that he doesn't have to be the driving force behind every game, that that he is like, you know, that we let the running game be first, like all that. Why are we like this? Like, why do we have to take every analysis or every piece of criticism as some sort of personal affront to our eagledom? What he said there was reasonable. You could agree with it, you could disagree with it, but it didn't sound to me like Cam Newton was being a hater guy. Like, I can hear the hater stuff when it happens. I can hear Chris Sims being a hater. I get it. I understand that. But every slight, like, if you have Jalen lower than third, you're trash and you're a hater and you're a liar. Like, right. I went back and I looked. Russell Wilson, after he won his first Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks, which is a similar situation to this one.
Yep.
And I went and I looked at the quarterback rankings, where he was. I looked at three of them. He was 6th, 7th, and 8th, which is largely where Jalen is ending up, sometimes as high as 4th or 5th on some of these lists, as low as 9th on the ESPN one. It's just like, I can't figure out, and I would like to know, why we can't just accept a fair analysis from somebody who played the position in a similar way, almost, just in a certain degree.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just take that and go, ah, well, at least won the Super Bowl. Like, why does it have to be pitchforks and fights and he's a hater? And, like, why can't we just listen to a little bit of criticism and not cry about it?
Right. All right. Let me woosaw for just one quick second.
All okay. Right.
Woosaw.
Woosaw.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to address this.
Okay.
And I'm going to address it in the way that I hope represents the accurate depiction of what those of us who feel the need to sometimes defend Jalen and where people view him are at. I'm not going to speak as if everyone views this the same. In other words, there are some extremists out there who get upset at anything you say.
Sure.
Like, you can't say anything that is viewed as constructive criticism of Jalen without them being offended, OG. Like there are people out there like that.
Sure.
I'm not necessarily speaking for those people.
Okay.
I'm speaking for the people who appreciate Jalen for what he is, love what he brings to this team, and just want the praise of him and the appreciation of him from those who may not be as, I don't know, as big of a fan of his game. I'm not gonna call anyone a hater or what have you, but when you view a player a certain way, it's hard for you to, I don't know, it's hard for you to separate yourself from what your actual thoughts of the player is. There's a preconceived notion of the player there for you. You're gonna, because you can take
whether you like him or dislike.
Yeah, you can take a guy and praise him and view his sort of attributes in a glowing fashion because there are so many other things you like about him. And then he adds these things to that, so it makes you appreciate his game even more. Then there are people who may look at him and say, you know what? Not perfect, but he does some good things. Maybe not as well as this guy may do or that guy may do, but he's effective and it works. So you can give him credit for that. And then there are the people that will qualify every compliment you give to him. Yeah, man, listen, I like that kid. He got great intangibles, but boy, doesn't he have, he has a load of talent around him. What would that team be like if I put such and such in there? See, even when you say those things, you don't know that's a backhanded compliment. And people who are fans of his or who he are fans of the team will view that as a negative. And so that's sort of the prism they see any of that analysis in, because it's a backhanded compliment. It's not really praising him or appreciating him. It's almost as if you're doing it because you can't argue against this element, so you have to give him a compliment, but you're doing it reluctantly. I'm not saying you particular,
sure,
but there are people out there. So Cam Newton, for example, let me jump in on him real quick.
Did you think that was fair, what he said?
I thought some of the things Cam said was fair. I do. But here's the thing, though. Cam, I believe, also has a hint of jealousy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And him. Now, there's a competitive side to that, meaning that he's a quarterback, former number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, got labeled with all these expectations. He was an MVP, got his team to a Super Bowl. We know what happened. He didn't take advantage of it. His career's over. He fizzled out. But he's also saying in his own mind, well, hell, if I had those guys on my team, imagine what I would look like if I had those players on my team. So while I can give Jalen praise, he's still really looking at him like, you ain't really that good. You got a lot of great players around you. So all I'm saying is, when you say he's not really that good, you mean he's not good as whom and based on what? Here's where I got a problem with Cam and what he said. There's too much of the yeah, but in there. And then you bring up other guys with no yeah, buts. You're going to praise Lamar and not bring up his playoff performances? That's what you're going to do, right? Like, so you're not bringing up the yeah, buts with everybody else. You're going to praise Joe Burrow, but not bring up, they have missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. He's great, but you don't do the yeah, buts with those guys. Even Patrick Mahomes, he made the statement that you just can't put John Doe's in there with Patrick Mahomes, and he gets his, you did. Patrick Mahomes the last 2 years didn't get to the Super Bowl with a high-flying offense. So he was able to do that, put non-star players around him. My only thing is that it's too much of that when being discussed with Jalen Hurts. And that's why people, I believe, take offense to it or at least want to come to his defense. Because we've been longing for a quarterback that we can call our own, that leads us to wins. He's a franchise player. And we're going to be protective of him. We just are. I'm not saying that he is the best at every aspect of the quarterback position. He's not. He's not. But, man, there's a lot there that is good with him that he should at least be mentioned with those other guys without the yeah, but. I don't get the yeah, but with Jaden Daniels. I'm getting Justin Herbert.
Well, sure.
I don't get yeah, buts with Justin Herbert.
But, okay, so let me throw this out.
Okay.
There has been plenty of criticism of Lamar Jackson's playoff failures.
Okay.
Plenty.
But not here. I agree, but it doesn't stop him from being viewed as an elite quarterback. That's the thing. His losses almost get overlooked because of what he's doing in a regular season.
Well, sure, and they did that with Peyton, too. Peyton Manning was the same way.
Now,
Josh Allen has been questioned a lot.
That's why I don't bring him up as much, because his own peers voted him as the most overrated guy.
Over a player.
And we're completely wrong about it.
And I think that Cam does make a reasonable point where he is saying certain other quarterbacks in the league have to be elite for their team to win, and Jalen doesn't.
That's a fair point.
And that's it. That's just true.
And it's just true.
Yeah. And it's just like, I just think...
That's a fair point.
Yeah, I just think the... Now, again, I am putting guys like Chris Sims to the side. Like, I understand there are haters out there. Mm-hmm. But, like, Orlovsky's not a hater.
No, Orlovsky's he's criticized Jalen and he's praised him.
The guy who was here.
Chase Daniel?
Chase Daniel's not a hater. I don't think.
I don't know if Chase Daniel. Listen, that FS1 show, that facility, they all seem, even Shady, I was like at times, like, hold on, Shady.
Yeah, Shady forgets sometimes he was an Eagle. And
like,
then we see some truth from Shady.
Yeah. So I'm not saying they were haters, Spike, but I'm saying the criticism seemed a little heavy. It almost seems from some quarterbacks as if they're like, their view is, oh, I could do that if I was there. As opposed to being sort of, I don't know, mesmerized or, I don't know if that's the right term, in awe. Put it that way. Instead of being appreciative of how Jalen plays the quarterback position, I feel like I'm the first person ever to call Troy Aikman the most overrated quarterback.
You were early on that one.
Right? Yeah, you were definitely
early. But I'm saying, nobody else does that.
No.
And he never wowed anybody with his play, and he had a ton of talent around him. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
In other words, he doesn't get knocked as a quarterback for the talent that he had around him.
No.
He's just viewed as a champion.
Yeah.
Leader.
Now I don't think he is ever viewed as the reason the team won.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
He isn't put on a pedestal.
Him in the offensive line, yes.
Yeah. I don't think there was ever a debate that Troy Aikman was the best quarterback in football.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yes.
So, all right. 215-592-9494.
And that's where guys have a fair argument is when some of us, as Eagles fans, I'm just speaking collectively, don't want to hear anything about Jalen that could be viewed as constructive criticism. Like, he doesn't have to be viewed as the number one quarterback in the league.
Or number two.
Or number two.
That's why I bring up Russell Wilson. Yeah. And by the way, he can leave some room for him to
improve more and
get better, because he can certainly have a better year this year than he had last year.
Yes, I agree.
It's a prove-it year.
Yeah, it is a prove-it year for Jalen. All right, 215-592-9494.
Ain't with y'all too.
What happened? Whoa.
Is what Cam Newton said fair?
He was cooking. Finally.
About 75% was okay.
We do have a next question today, because we got four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th at 6 p.m. in Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Nelly is performing after the Phillies game tonight as Ike makes his big appearance replacing the bases or changing the bases.
Please don't let me trip on the way out there. I know Jack wants me to fall.
I need everyone to have their cell phones out recording you running out there.
And so, I want to see how fast you get out there. Your knee's fine. Your back stop.
Yeah.
You want me to sprint?
Yeah.
Out there?
I want to see that. I want to see that under 5 seconds. 40.
You got to beat LeClaire out. I mean, easily.
Yes. So for next question today, give us somebody who's only known by one name. One name and one name only. And the best one will get 4 tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice. Jack?
LeBron.
Nope. That's not what we're talking about. What's Nelly's last name,
I'm
Jack?
I'm going Kobe.
Furtado.
No, that's a different Nelly.
Kobe's not a one-name guy.
No.
Yeah, that seems like a one-name. Kobe is known for one name.
You're known by one name, LeBron. You know by one name, Kobe.
They have names on the backs of their jerseys. What are you talking about? Nelly is a... I'll give my answer.
I don't even know Nelly's one last name.
That's the point. I'll give mine. Prince. There. Nobody knows Prince's last name.
Nope.
Nelly. LeBron is not one of them. One name.
One name?
Yes. Can you guys... I'm giving up on Jack
now. One name. One name?
One name? But it's not even that hard.
Tiger?
No!
Another good answer.
That's another good one. That's
another good answer.
That's
no, yep.
When I say
good
Tiger,
answer.
Everybody knows who we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, but that is not what the question is.
Right,
we're basing it on
one.
Nelly.
I got another one. Drake.
Drake
Ooh,
is a good one.
That's a good one.
Drake's a good one.
We just took 5 names right there.
No,
well,
because
ours
LeBron
didn't count, apparently.
Yeah. LeBron is not one of them. Kobe is not one of them. One name. One name. I know those guys' last names pretty easily.
All right. Tiger's not one of them.
Tiger Woods. Everybody knows this Tiger Woods. Nobody knows Prince's last name.
We do know Tiger, though.
Yes, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is two days in a row. You guys screwing up next question. All right, coming up next, Joe DiCamera this morning revealed something about his physical ability this morning and how injured he is as we are 1 week away from Fritz DiCamera 3. So we'll hear from that. And we will figure out how we're going to respond. Is what Cam Newton said about Jalen Hurts fair? Are we allowed to be fairly critical of the quarterback here in Philadelphia? Or are we going to melt down every time? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.